one end, swat at the other.
Bartel looked the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. He's kicked a miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to Team Talk. I'm your host, Luke, and I'm joined by Lucas. How are you, Lucas?
Very well.
Good to hear. And you had a footy at Interschool Sports this morning. How'd you go?
Very well. We bet Chelsea Heights 68-0.
And how'd you play?
I kicked 3 goals.
Kicked 3 big ones.
Yeah.
Well done. That's what we like to hear. Interesting version of Team Talk today. Because it's the bye round and we had a Thursday night game. So not only did we have less games, but we also had one last night. So we'll run through that in a minute. As always, if you want to leave us a question or some comments, please hit up radiokarim.org to leave us your feedback. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Now, last night's game.
Yes.
West Coast got the job done. Do you want to read out those stats for us?
Okay. West Coast 10-19-79 and Carlton 10-9-69. And the goals for West Coast, Darling 3, Cox 2, Lynch, Kerr, Schofield, Hams and Brennan all got singles. And for Carlton, Cruiser 2, Henderson 2, Walker, Garlett, Armfield, Tui, Simpson and Collin all got singles. And the best for West Coast, Natanui, Scott Selwood, Pritis, Glass, Darling and Kerr. And for Carlton, Carrazzo, Scotland, Dygan, Cruiser, Robinson and Gibbs.
It was a tight game for most of the game, but West Coast got the job done. Carrazzo straight back into the team and was arguably Carlton's best player, which just shows how important he is for their structure. West Coast's inaccuracy almost cost them this game. They kicked 3 goals, 14 in the second and third quarters. You can't expect to win many games if you're kicking like that, can you, Lucas?
No.
You've got to kick a lot better. However, the game was in wet, slippery conditions, so that didn't really suit the way either team liked to play. Natanui, what a superstar he was last night. That was his first complete four-quarter performance of his career. And you've got his stats there. Do you want to read them out?
Yes, I do. Okay. 10 kicks, 15 handballs, 19 contested possessions, 5 marks, 31 hitouts, 4 clearances, 4 inside 50s, 7 tackles, 2 behinds, and for the Dream Team points, for Dream Team 136, and for Supercoach 185.
So that was a pretty decent game by the big fella. Did you see his point of the century?
No.
Oh, it was brilliant. If you didn't see it, get on YouTube, have a look. He contested the ruck contest, tapped it down, got it to himself, broke a tackle, handballed it in the air, balked 2 players, got it again, ran to 50, and it just dribbled through for a behind. It was freakish. And I think he is a very early candidate for the Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week this week. We'll have to see. There's going to be a lot of beating to do a better job than what he did last night. Now, moving back onto a more structured team talk, what we like to do on the Fridays is go through all the teams, the ins and outs, and give you some tips. Adelaide versus St Kilda tonight at Amy. Do you want to read the ins and outs for us?
Yeah, so Adelaide versus St Kilda, then at Amy. For Adelaide, their team is for Chris Knights, David McKay and Brody Martin are in, and for out is Graham Johncock with his back, Bernie Vince with a suspension, and Brody Smith is out. And for the milestone for Adelaide, Richard Douglas with his 100th game. And for St Kilda, Sam Fisher and Ben McAvoy are in. And out, Tom Simpkin and Jack Noons.
Good to see McAvoy back, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've been struggling without a ruckman down at St Kilda. Jason Blake's done a good job, but he isn't a number one ruckman. The last time these team played, okay, last year, St Kilda won by 103 points. How the times have changed in the space of a couple of months all of a sudden, St Kilda, that beat the Crows by 103 points, goes into this game as far outsiders, and Adelaide sitting on the top four. It's amazing. St Kilda have had a 6-day break compared to the Crows' 13-day break. Do you think that's going to be an influential factor in the game, Lucas?
Probably, yes.
Yeah. St Kilda don't really play Amy really well, so they've already lost to Port Adelaide, which was in round one this year up there. If St Kilda are seriously considering playing finals, this is the kind of game they need to win. They need to pinch one of these two, one of these kind of games that they didn't expect that they'd win at the start of the season. Now, we've got a question from one of our loyal listeners on radiocaram.org, and as always, you can leave your own. And Lucas, is that you, Lucas?
Yes.
Do you want to ask the question then?
Okay. I said, who do you think is going to win, St Kilda or Adelaide down at Amy?
Who do you think is going to win, seeing as how you're the expert panellist?
Adelaide by a lot.
By a lot? You think they'll get the job done?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to agree with you. St Kilda don't play Amy well. Adelaide's in good form. 13-day break compared to six. It's all pointing to a big Amy Park Adelaide win. Next game is on Saturday down at Skoda Stadium. It's GWS versus the Tigers. The Tigers coming off that unfortunate loss to Fremantle, and GWS coming off the bye. In for the Tigers, Sean Edwards. Oh, wait, sorry, for the GWS. In, Sean Edwards, Sam Schultz, Reece Palmer, Jonathan Patton, the big number one, and Dean Brogan. Out, Jonathan Gillies with a calf, Jacob Townsend with a jaw, Stephen Canelio, hand, Sam Reed, shoulder, and Dom Tyson with the shin. New, we've got Sam Schultz from the Murray Bush Rangers, and the big fella, Jonathan Patton from the Eastern Rangers. And for Richmond, in we have Daniel Connors, Jake King, and Brad Miller. Out, Vickery with a leg, Stephen Morris with a shoulder, and Adam Marrick. I'm so happy GWS is playing this week because my dream team and super coach last week was in shambles without the GWS players. Didn't realise how many I had until I had none playing. What can you tell me about this game, Lucas?
Well, their number one draft pick, John Patton, to make his debut. He's a pretty big man. He's 197 centimetres and he weighs 101 kilos.
He's a big boy then.
Yes. GWS's target probably is to get 100 points in this game. Patton will probably help them, give them a target.
Why do you think that that will be their target?
Probably because he's probably... I mean, he got the number one draft pick and he's like... Well, maybe... popular? I don't know.
Okay, and why do you think 100 points? Why would they be aiming for that?
Because they've never done it in their
history. Oh, so they still haven't kicked it yet?
No.
Okay, fair enough. What about the Tigers?
Well, they had 15 more inside 50s last week, yet they still lost. They probably really need to convert Rewald better, and he may be a late withdrawal.
So you've heard some whispers that he may be a late withdrawal?
Yes.
I think he may be a late withdrawal as well. I don't think his ankle is coming up to scratch. We're pretty excited down at Radio Karen because over the last week, we've enabled a live chat service on the radiocaram.org website. So if you want to get on and have a bit of a chat with some of the other loyal fans, please feel free. Keep it G-rated, please. We are moderating it, so only appropriate football-related content. Moving on to the next game, which is Gold Coast versus North Melbourne at Metricon. I believe you've got the ins and outs.
Yes. So, down at Metricon on Saturday at 7:40, Gold Coast in Zach Smith, Taylor Hine, Joel Wilkinson, Liam Patrick and Kyle Horsley. And out for him, Josh Toy, Matt Shaw, Alex Sexton, Aaron Hall and Andrew McWalter. And for North, in Scott McKinnon.
McMahon,
Lindsay Thomas, Robert Tarrant, and Sam Gibson, and out for Aaron Edwards, Cruz Garlett, Luke Delaney, and Cameron Delaney, and the new one for North Melbourne, Sam Gibson, Box Hill Hawks, and the milestone is Lindsay Thomas with his 100th game.
Probably the two teams under the most pressure from the media at the moment, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah, they're probably under the most scrutiny. The loser will be in for another horrendous week of publicity. Both coaches are under the pump. This is the second time these teams have played. I think it was in round 5 that the Roos won by 34 after trailing by 3 at halftime. Ablett and Riscatelli didn't play that day. Bock played a blinder and so did Petrie from memory. That was actually probably Swallow's best game that day, and it was interesting that Ablett and Riscatelli weren't playing, but we've already had that debate. We're not going to get back into that one. Who do you think's going to win this one down at Metricon? Do you think the Gold Coast can win, or do you think North will get the job done?
North.
You think North will win?
Yes, because Lindsay Thomas, he's back. He's like a really good forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're probably happy he's back.
I'm going to have to pick a bit of an upset here. I'm going to go with Gold Coast. Purely and simply because North Melbourne defensively are no good. They are probably the second highest scored against team. And I think Gold Coast is due for a win, and after their week they've had in the media, they will come out fired up. The next game is on Sunday at 1:10 at Hawthorn versus Brizzy at the MCG. Have you got the ins and outs?
The in for Hawthorn, Thomas Murphy, Kyle Cheney, Cameron Bruce and Derek Wanganine. And out for him, Brendan Whitecross with his hip, and new, Derek Wanganine from Port Magpies. And for Brisbane, in Cheney Stiller, Ryan Harwood, Patrick Karnesis, and Elliot Leo. And out, Ashley McGrath with a knee, and Milestone, Cheney Stiller with his 100th game, and Ben Hudson with his 150th.
Hawks have won 5 of their past 6. They only sit one game outside the top 4. Interesting that Buddy only needs 11 more goals to kick 500 career goals. Could he do it this weekend?
No.
No?
No.
I reckon it'll take him a couple of weeks, but he will knock that milestone out pretty soon, which is a fantastic achievement by the man. The Lions, last up, start. They're coming off the bye. They beat the Eagles by a couple of points. They'll have to beat their very best again to get close to the Hawks. Interesting stat, Lucas. We were talking about this before. These two teams have not played at the MCG against each other since 2007. That's a long time ago. And I can remember that day. Trent Crowe took a hanger over Jonathan Brown in the centre square, and it was fantastic. And a big congratulation needs to go out to the Hawthorn Football Club because they've ticked over the 60,000 member mark today, which is a fantastic achievement and sets them up for the future. Obviously, those were extended benches as it's the Sunday game, so we'll get the final teams later tonight. Now, the last game of the round is the Doggies versus Port Adelaide at Etihad. You've got the ins and outs?
Yes. For Doggies, in Liam Jones, Christian Howard, Clay Smith, Fletcher Roberts, and out Daniel Pearce with a hip, and new Fletcher Roberts from the Sandringham Dragons, and for Port, in Matt Thomas, Matthew Lobby, and Tom Logan.
Yes, this game will be a tribute to Charlie Sutton. There'll be videos and a guard of honour before the game, so if you want to pay your respects, it'll be a nice thing to get down there. For those of you that don't know who he was the captain coach of the Bulldogs' only premiership team in 1954, and he's passed away in the last couple of weeks. I think the Dogs will come out and they'll be pumped up because of this. He was a heart and soul member of their club, and they will pay their respects the ultimate way by getting the win over Port. Port was bullied last week around the ball, so I think they'll be a lot more physical. I think it'll be very tight. And the Doggies are the number one contested possession side in the AFL. And when you look at their midfield with Cross, Boyd, Pickin, Griffin, Cooney, it's no surprise at all. Can Port Adelaide get up in this game?
Yes. No.
No? You don't think Port will win?
No.
No. Fair enough. And the 6 teams that have the bye, as it is a bye, the second of the 3 bye rounds, is Collingwood, Geelong, Essendon, Melbourne, Sydney and Fremantle. Now we'll just run back through the games and give you our tips for the games. I picked West Coast last night. You picked West Coast as well. I remember that. So we're 1 each. Adelaide versus St Kilda tonight.
Adelaide.
I'm going to go with Adelaide. Need a margin. By how much?
52.
I'm going to go with 36. GWS versus Richmond at Skoda Stadium on Saturday.
Richmond,
yeah. I'm going to go with the Tigers as well. They should do it comfortably. Gold Coast versus North Melbourne.
North.
I'm going to go with Gold Coast. That's going to be my upset for the round. Hawthorn versus Brisbane at the MCG on Sunday.
Wow. I'll do an upset and I'll go for Brisbane.
You're going for Brisbane. I don't think you're coming back on this show. Just joking. You can pick whoever you want. I'm going to go with Hawthorn. And the Doggies versus Port Adelaide, the Twilight game on Sunday at Eddie Hatch.
Port.
Port? You're going with Port? Yes. You're going with Brisbane and Port?
Yeah, nice. That's not an upset. All right,
cool. I'm going to go with the Doggies. I don't think they'll lose that one. That brings us to the end of the games. As I mentioned before, it is a shortened round, as is the bye round. Make sure you keep those comments and questions coming on radiocarom.org.
Yeah.
We'll be making some exciting announcements of some interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be asking you guys for some possible questions you'd like asked, and we'll get them done. As always, please like us on Facebook. The numbers are climbing. Did you tell your mum like I told you to, Lucas?
Yes.
Fantastic. Did she do it?
Yes.
Awesome. That means we're getting closer to that magic 40 mark. Have you enjoyed yourself this week?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot one thing. Who are you boys playing on the weekend?
Mount Eliza Blue.
Is that the team that was... Is that the good Mount Eliza?
No, it's the second best Mount Eliza.
Okay, so it's the second Mount Eliza last time. How much did you beat them by last time?
I think 22 points.
Okay, so are you at home or down there?
Home.
At home? Will you get the job done?
Fantastic. Well, our coach said they will probably be really hard because they don't have, like, we bet them last time and they really want to bet us this time.
All right, you just make sure you get the W, okay?
Yeah.
Lucas, thank you for joining me this week. It's been an absolute pleasure. You've enjoyed yourself?
Of course.
Are you looking forward to coming back on?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to having you back on. The conversation has been fantastic. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you for listening in, and hopefully your team gets a win, and tune in on Tuesday for Footy Frenzy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Goes down the outer side for Delidio. Oh, what a mark, Revolt. For a punt for the mark.
Oh, that was an outstanding mark.
Been at it all day. Umpire lets it go. They're not worried about it. There's a couple that have gone to the perimeter piping. McPhee's in there. To use your laser or taser. Oh. Shaw kept it alive. McPhee gets to look at the goal. With a right foot for Banana. He's kicked it. One of the goals of the year.
This is someone. Was Carmichael Hunt. He's passed the point and that. They'll get to see that one.
That was a monster, Hunter.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.